This is podtech.net here on the floor of E3 2006 in Los Angeles. A very exciting show here in the Southern Hall. And I'm here with Amro Albana, who is the president and CEO and founder of Q-Motions Incorporated. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I was walking by, and Q-Motions has some very interesting things here. And I've kind of been doing a little bit on gear right now. So tell me a little bit about what you're showing here, because it's pretty interesting in interactive gear.
Very interesting for us indeed. What we've been doing in the last 3 years is we've been trying to focus on expanding video gaming beyond video gamers. And the way we did that is we're making video gaming experience closer to playing real sports like baseball and golf, as well as making it related to exercise and fitness.
So what kinds of things are you showing here? You got four sort of premier items that we're showing. They're pretty interesting. Now, when I walked up, I noticed there's a fellow on a board, right? And it's kind of, why don't you describe what it's called and what it is?
Sure. The product you're looking at is called Q-Motions X-Board. And it's a balanced product that's connected to, or can be connected to snowboard, skateboard type of video games, like Tony Hawk, SSX by EA, or Amped, just to mention a few. And the way it works, it's a skateboard-looking device that you stand on, and it allows you to do the different maneuvering, like speeding up or slowing down, going right, going left, using your own body, your own balance, along with the game controller.
So it's got a little weight under, a little roller section underneath, a little curve section which you can roll back and forth.
Correct, it does. It has it really we do sense the weight shifting, and that's how we can tell what the body is doing, and that's how we translate it to video games.
Fascinating. And what else? You've got a fellow on a bicycle too as well.
Yeah, this is called Q-Motions Fun Fitness, which is another pretty exciting product for us. It's a device that attaches to your existing exercise bikes at
home. Oh, really?
So you don't have to buy.
I was going to say that unit look would be kind of big to ship.
It would be. It would have serious packaging, and I'm not sure if retailers would be pretty happy about that. But that's really the neat thing about it is it works with your existing bike at home, so you're not paying a lot of money for it, and it allows you to hook up your exercise bike to racing games like Toka, NASCAR. Pretty much any racing games out there, cars or others.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So not just like bicycle types, but cars as well?
It could be bicycles, cars. It really is your favorite game that you choose. It works with PlayStation, Xbox, or PC.
Oh. And then further beyond that, I see you've got a this guy with a bat.
Q-Motions Baseball.
Okay.
Works with baseball games, obviously. And we capture your movement as you're swinging a bat. We offer, we provide a free foam bat with it, so if you're swinging at home, it's probably a little safer to do that. And we capture the movement, and we translate that into the video game, so you see the player in the game swinging the way you did.
Now, normally with a game like that, you'd be hitting like a small controller or something like this to try to hit, but this actually, you've got a real bat that they can hold.
You're actually swinging a real bat, and we measure velocity as well as direction, and that's how we translate that movement into the game. Plus, on the home plate down on the floor, we actually have four big buttons to offer you the functionality that you would have with a game controller. So you're not having to switch back and forth between a game controller and our active controller.
Okay. And the last one that you're showing here is one of your first products.
That's
right?
Our very first product, Q-Motions Golf. Very, very cool product. And it's a great way for golfers to play golf at home and play some of the greatest golf courses in the world, like Pebble Beach. So you use your own clubs. It's not a plastic club. It's the real thing. And you use your own clubs. You hit the swing arm. We measure directions and speed, and we simulate that into the video game.
Now, what kind of sensor sort of development did you have to do for these games? Because it seems like it would have to, you know, to sense velocity and motion and all of that. It's got to be pretty deep.
We have quite a bit of R&D that's going on every day, every hour. We work around the clock, and each product has a different sensor. And our philosophy, really, with all of our products, as you can see, is we focus on giving serious, realistic experience at consumer-priced product. So you're not paying $10,000, $20,000 to get a golf simulator at home. You're paying $199, $149. And a lot of our products, as a matter of fact, are way below $100.
Well, if people would like to find out a little bit more about Q-Motions and see some of the stuff that we see, and we're going to have to take some pictures before I go so we can see them on our website. But if one wanted to check out your website, maybe you can give that address.
www.qmotions.com.
Okay, one more time.
www.qmotions.com.
All right. Well, I've been talking today with Amro Albana, who is the president and CEO of Q-Motions Incorporated. Really interesting games. Check out the pictures on the website. Check out their website. And it's been great having you on the podcast today, Amro.
Thank you very much, Michael, for stopping by.